Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Man, I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I'm at the age that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I'm at the age that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it, it ain't even do or die no more. I woke up early, nigga. I had a dream, I died at 30, nigga. Oh, 20-something knowing real life. To make $1 million, what it feel like? I feel like I need to know it right then. To feel like young Ray Allen with the white twins. Popping harder than MJ with the white skin. I take you way back, I'm talking Tommy Hilfiger, wave cap, way back. Back when we said we need to risk Rocky ASAP. I had to cast the old times to replace that. Don't make me snap back, back to the teaser, snap back. Khaled with the flow, you know they don't want you to snap, yep. Don't make me get the car seat, niggas know I'm they pat pat. Boy, they owe it to me like Leonardo the cat facts, yep. Look, fresh out of debt, getting spoiled rich. And I'm just trying to spend it all with a low bitch. I've been choosing wrong girls my whole life. I hope I don't fail the test again. And have her going through my text again religiously like it's the Old Testament. To end up single, alone, and stressed again. Saying, I guess I gotta get my shit together. I guess I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I'm at the age that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I'm at the age that I can't even try no more. I mean, we gotta do it. It ain't even do a dynamo. Look. Thinking to myself what true success is. To some is to get a job, retire, and move to Texas. I take the path less traveled and give them new directions. I'm still taking more risks than I do suggestions. When I was young, I was addicted to the WrestleMania. Maybe because I had my back against the ropes. And I grew up stone cold, just ready to face the Undertaker. I treat my enemies like fucking neighbors. Yeah, you could borrow this style and this and that for a while. But trust, I'll be back to fucking take it. And take it back to before it all started adding up. Back when it was happening, but wasn't happening fast enough. And the job applications was the only paper stacking up. And we was contemplating black masking out the back of trucks. Yep, do you know how I feel? To have no chill and love super thick girls with a supermodel feel. And try and do it bigger than everyone around you ever did and ever will. Then put it in your will. It ain't by where you at, boys, by where your mind's at. Got my first job and realized I need 200 times that. I guess I gotta get my shit together. I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I'm at the age that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I'm at the age that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it. It ain't even do or die no more. I swear this life was made for us. All these late nights is made for us. Tell the old ones, please pray for us. Tell them this Sunday to pray for us. I swear this life was made for us.
No such thing as getting paid too much. Going all night, please pray for us. Going all night, please pray for us. Oh God.
Right now,
motherfucker, let's go.
Yeah, what can make a nigga wanna go and get it? Said he want a Beamer with the subs in it. Said he grew up in a house and it was love missing. Said he grew up in the city, keep his gun with him. Young nigga,
let's go.
Young nigga, and he don't need a reason, he a young nigga. And you don't want your daughter or your sons with him. Young nigga,
let's go.
Young nigga. Probably never understand him. Till he pull up in a Phantom. When he pull up in a Phantom, he gon' have that shit blasting.
That's right.
Like young nigga. What they call you, where you from, nigga?
Where you from, nigga?
In my city, that was question number one, nigga. Looking at the legend I become, nigga. I can't help but feeling like I am the one, nigga. Remember, I was on the run, nigga. Couple years before you had a son, nigga. Open up your doors and kept it one with me. Hell a nigga down and that was love, nigga. Nobody wanna stand in front of judge, nigga.
Yeah.
Make you think of better days like when you was winning. Standing on the couches in the club with us. Then I got my shot, I had to run with it. Lost count many days in the studio we slayed, but this shit we gotta say. Staring in the space as you fishing for a phrase. Uninspired and your mind still is all a paper chase. First you over dedicate, then you notice that you're great. And you've been the whole time and it slapped you in your face. Then you stacking in your safe, got it cracking, it was fake. Now you the definition, nigga, laughing to the bank. I'm a master of my fate, plus I'm the type of nigga on the masters to my tapes. I'm in Nevada for the day. I caught a flight from Philly, we just sold out TLA. Fresh up off the stage, on my way to B of A. A and B, we LA, tryna eat, we the way. Look, young Nip, see the great, never talk. I had a drink, I just lead to the lake. 80-something degrees in LA.
Yeah.
Fuck it, time to put some jet skis on the lake. Look, I got a team at my bank. I don't even need an ID at my bank. This used to be a dream we would chase. I know Jay Stone and Copy Supreme could relate. I know the whole team could relate. I know Evan McKenzie and Ron Lees could relate. Cornell Sedan, Adam Andebron, Steven Donaldson and Black Seven on this marathon. Ballers is my brother, used to hustle out the vines. Couple hundred thousand up, he took a shovel to the line. But no exaggeration for the content of my songs. When he went to dig it up, shit, 100-something gone. Moby, you can ask moms, had to plug in blow dry for the ones that he could wash. Salvaged a little bit. Young rich nigga shit, pressure on your shoulders. How you gonna deal with it? Say it's all comfortable when you transition. But it's so beautiful when you get rich in it. When you start killing shit, and they all witness it. Money grow faster than niggas can't finish it. Open more businesses with you and your niggas. Watching your business be a poor generation.
Get money.
Fucking dealership, we up in four.
Watching
and they wishing that it wasn't yours. I forgive you, I remember I was poor. But sign in the way of what you reaching for. You gotta play the game, you gotta reach the score. See, I'ma do the same and pop the clutch of four. Tell me if I won't, and gotta hustle for it. Only difference out of money, more mature.
Young nigga.
Miss me with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purists. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold you, I ain't gon' pressure, never control you. I ain't gon' front you, keep it 100, I don't know you. Like top dog, bust my life up, crossing over, stutter stepping, got a hall of fame and all my poster. I've been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know, unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up. hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my king gon' roll up, Menage twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit, bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist.
A tourist.
I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass for the weekend.
For the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
And I freaked it.
I made 500,000 and I freaked it.
And I freaked it.
I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took it to my penthouse and I freaked it.
And I freaked it.
I haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
Should I keep it?
I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy die, slime on me now. Bad bitch, I'm sir. Put me in the car. Lady daddy die, motherfucker's lie. Cheaty, cheaty, bang. Murder everything.
Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the game.
Yeah. Miss me with that bullshit, bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist.
A tourist.
Blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000 and I freaked it.
I freaked it.
I made 500,000 and I freaked it.
I freaked it.
I bought an 87 for the weekend.
The weekend.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
What you want.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
What you want.
Peace to the gods. You tuned in to Freedom Fridays with your host, King Mel Jr.
What's
and,
up?
What's up, man? Shit, how was your week?
It was good.
Yeah, I can say the same thing. Just continuously staying on myself, you know, just definitely trying to get better with social skills. That's probably like one of my weakest points is communication. So just working on that so I could be a better communicator overall. But definitely can't complain. I guess let's go ahead and dive into the call logs. All right, we'll start off with 619-6845. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
Hello? Hello?
That piece you got.
Sorry about that, homie. You know, I wasn't expecting for you to call the last seven. My bad, or the last five.
Oh, my bad.
Yep. So, good. How y'all doing, though? How y'all doing?
Everything's good. How about you?
Doing good. It's first time on y'all's show. Just wanted to give a big shout out. Y'all doing y'all's thing. Appreciate what y'all bringing to the younger generation and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my question, I mean, I'm a freestyler with y'all. You know, what we going to talk about tonight? Anything in particular, or, you know, open floor, whatever?
It's pretty much open floor, but I do want to talk a little bit about this is CPA, just to really clear some stuff up for some people. That's about it. Ain't too much I want to talk about as far as any particular thing.
You said, what was it that you wanted to clear up for the people?
Like when they're doing personal CPNs and stuff like that, and they're gonna need those private IDs because now most of the companies they're asking for like identification, well, over the top identification. Sometimes I tell people, you know what I'm saying, it's to your discretion whether or not you go forward with certain credit companies. As far as that, but yeah, they definitely need those private IDs. I mean, it makes sense us since we're going into private, we need those IDs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They're not using the IDs that we already got that's already tied to our social and different stuff like that.
No doubt. So. It's safe to assume that that's basically what the topic's going to be on, because, I mean, I don't have a full understanding of the CPNs, but, you know, speaking on the private IDs and whatnot, I know I'm definitely striving to get to that point where I can get mine and then rock off like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I tell people, a CPN could be even you just using your 9-8 number and creating those EINs. You know what I'm saying? There's two different kinds. There's the personal and the business. For both, you're still going to need different identification. Like for the business one, say you put a business name as your alias, right?
Right.
You could sometimes use a... if you already have one, of course, use your passport ID instead of using the ID. But most times I just tell people just go ahead and get a private ID because it'll work for your personal and... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask about the passport because I don't got one yet. But the reason I don't have one yet is because I'm still trying to obtain a 9-8. But at the same token, I'm trying to separate the niggas and the private party. So how would I go about, or what would I go about as far as forms to fill out for the passport? You know, how would I go about filling out one where I haven't done the 9-8 yet? Like, I got the estate, but it's not exactly as Jonah mentioned it with the family of. And I also have the trust set up for the spiritual name. So how would I go about doing a passport, being as I'm going to need it really soon?
You talking about for your spiritual name? Oh, yeah.
No, not my spiritual name yet, and the Aligas name, because I haven't done too much with the spiritual name as of yet, you know. Mm-hmm. I got a couple cards with the spiritual name, but I don't. And I got the trust number set up with it, but, you know, until I get that 9-8, I ain't trying to really use anything other than the estate number right now.
I mean, I don't know too much about the estate number like that. I just know about the 9-8 and setting up my my EINs with that 9-8 number.
Right. I definitely understand you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is more tailored towards the passport. That's what it's set up towards, you know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Like the passport situation. Should I? Cause I know it's a couple different selections that you can do for the passport, but I don't want to get the wrong passport, seeing how I'm trying to, you know, transfer situations and whatnot. You know.
What I would say is, I mean, there's two ways you can do it. You can get your passport now, or you can wait till after you finish your nationality and get a whole different. Mm. It'd be a whole different passport that you'd be getting.
Right. I'm definitely at least a year away from my nationality. I got contracts I got to get out of. So, what would you suggest for the current passport? Which one should I try to get or try to obtain? You know.
I mean, just go ahead and get a passport. It doesn't. The best thing about the passport is, it doesn't have your social on it, or you know, it's not tied to anything. So that's why I say, when you create those. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it doesn't have your social on it.
Okay, yeah. See, I was staying away from it because I was like, all right, I'm trying to separate everything right now. But, yeah, that makes sense. If it ain't tied to nothing, yeah, I'll go ahead and grab one.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you got the floor.
What I was about to say is the only thing I could think of is there'll be like when you're doing going over from black to more American, they'll just probably say you just got to turn in that passport, which, you know, wouldn't be a problem, of course. But that'd be
right.
About it.
Right. Okay.
That'd be about it.
Yeah, I mean, appreciate you answering my call first, man. I ain't think I was going to be first online. I ain't going to lie. You know?
Huh.
I ain't think about that.
Yeah,
you know, true biz, you caught me off guard. You know, I try to make up questions.
I ain't going to lie.
I mean, well, you know, I ain't making up. It was a question that needed to be answered, you know, asked.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got no other question?
Be quite honest, man. I can't say I got one right off the top of the head. I may run up one later on, you know, so I stay on and may put my hand back up. But I was on the joint with your dad last night giving my testimony. So, you know, I got testimonies going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, until I get to the certain spot, anything I can ask on the air, I probably, you know, get a one-on-one. But other than that, man, you know, I just appreciate y'all. That's what I got to put out there. I appreciate y'all, man. Peace, love, and blessings. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
No doubt, man. I'm going to fade you back, man. If you need to come back at me, I'll be here. I'll be muted out. Just let me know.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, honestly. I've been just trying to stay on top of the these 13 principles. I'm gonna talk about them: desire, faith, auto suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision, persistence, power of the mastermind. Power of the mastermind is actually a powerful thing that goes in with the whole group consciousness thing, as far as getting together with a group of people on the same thing that you're on, or that's basically it. You know, y'all got the same not the same goals, but y'all have a group goal, a group effort, and y'all are. And what's that word that I'm looking for? But yeah, that's the power of the mastermind, enthusiasm, the subconscious mind, the brain, and the sixth sense. You know, without desire, hey. Is nothing. There's no man, there's no woman. You aren't truly who you are if you don't have any desire. Then it comes with the faith. You know what I'm saying? Even when things look bad or unattainable or, you know what I'm saying, whatever popped into your head, think is impossible, or people tell you it's impossible, most times, 10 times out of 10, it's not impossible. And it's a reason it came up into your head. As long as you know that and believe that, and don't care about as far as how you're going to make it happen or how you're going to make the tools or whatever it is. Even if you don't have those tools right now or any things to move forward, you still move forward anyway. You still, every move you make, every time you talk, every time you think, is towards those goals or whatever you're working for. I guess our suggestion is pretty much just you constantly thinking about certain things, and then your subconscious mind takes over. What people don't realize is your conscious mind feeds the subconscious. The subconscious, no matter what, is constantly doing something. It's never idle. So either it's the lack of you making your goals happen or not having that desire and faith, those things appear, and that's why there's lack, and some people don't succeed because of those thoughts. Yeah. Then, of course, you got imagination. Imagination, I think, really works well with innovation. You know what I'm saying? Whatever field, I skipped something. Specialized knowledge. That's very important because whatever sources of income you got, say you got 7 sources of income, right? Each one of those things, you need to know specialized knowledge so you can continue to make money in that field and continue to stay on top of your game and on your field. You know what I mean? Specialized knowledge is key because that just goes with whatever you're working towards. You got to get that knowledge. And we all know knowledge is the real currency, no matter what anybody say. If you know something, 10 times 10, you can get paid off. You know what I'm saying? Make some kind of barter deal, trade, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing. And then, like I was saying, imagination, that's just innovation, updating, making it better. We can always use our imaginations to make things better, no matter what it is. There's always room for improvements. You never want to, like with most of our paperwork, don't want to put everything out there up front, you know what I'm saying? You do it as time goes on. Put that stuff in there, you know, for each necessary situation. You plug those things in there. And then you got organized planning. That's just, you know, writing down certain things. Like me, myself, I got like 2 or 3, well, I got 2 binders filled up with different plans. All of them starting to come into fruition, or I'm getting put into the situations to make them come into fruition. That's why I said at the start, you may not have all the necessary things you need, but you're just making that choice to move forward and have faith that no matter what it is, you're going to make it happen. You know, that we create our reality big time. Everything we do, we create our reality. I saw you dropped out.
Yeah.
I was just waiting on you to come back in. Yeah, you know, yeah, just it starts with that. And it's actually crazy. A lot of stuff that I wrote down in these binders, in these books, like I said, just me writing them down and also saying it and also putting it into action. Action is a big thing in making shit happen. But then you got decision-making or not procrastinating. Sometimes when we make a decision, of course, over time, it changes. But I know for me, myself, when I make a decision, I usually stick to it, right or wrong. You know, if I learn that it was wrong, I take that as a lesson. But decision-making is key. One of the biggest things why most people fail is because they don't make a decision. They let life make a decision for them, when that's not how it goes. You make a decision for life. You feel what I'm saying? Then you got number 8, persistence. That's another one. If you don't got persistence, then 10 times out of 10, you're not going to make it to be truly successful. Or, you know, get more than you've ever had before. Because it's not easy. If it was easy, everybody do it. Everybody stick to it. Everybody stay on top of themselves and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Most people, they're worried about other people instead of themselves. When it starts off with ourselves first. You know what I'm saying? Putting in the time and hours into our enterprise, our dynasty, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it starts with us. And sticking with it. You know what I'm saying? No matter how tough you get, no matter how down it look, just keep going and don't stop. You know what I'm saying? You're going to continue to grow. You're going to learn through persistence that shit just, you know what I'm saying? And these 13 principles are from Think and Grow Rich, by the way. A book that most successful people will tell you these 13 keys are very vital to your growth and success. And they always work because it works with just keeping your mind in check and keeping yourself in check. You know what I'm saying? Not getting out of line, staying in line with yourself. You feel what I'm saying? But then let's move on to number 9, power of the mastermind. Like I was explaining before, that goes with the group consciousness and me just working with other powerful people such as myself to make one goal. You know, we all got one goal. You know, unity, peace, wealth, health, riches, success. You know, everybody want that. And if you could get with people on that same mindset and on the same mindset of just continuously growing with you, you know what I'm saying? Even if we come to disagreements at times, you know, we still work it out and still work together because we know we still got one common goal at hand. Usually why most relationships or masterminds fail is because maybe about one or two people in the group had the same common goal as you had. They had ulterior motives that they didn't make visible. That, if they did make visible, you know, we could have worked it in there. Like, okay, well, yeah, I got what you got going on. And then you got enthusiasm. You know, I should sell DirecTV door to door. If I sounded dry or not have enthusiasm when I talked or, you know, any of that stuff, people picked up on that. Like, well, damn, well, whatever you're selling must, you know, might not be that good if you're not enthused by it. Or you might not really want to do that. But I can definitely say everything I'm doing now, I'm very enthused by it. and getting on the radio, I get excited. Brings me back to my track days before I run the race. I get the tingly feeling, like, you know, like, whew, all right, it's time to, you know, give my all. People don't realize track was like a real life. Well, every sport is, but it's really a individual growth sport where the only person that you're racing against is yourself. And I feel like that in anything I do. I'm never competing against anyone. I'm only competing against myself so I can get better than the last time. You know, whatever the case may be, than yesterday, than the last hour, than the last minute, than the last second. I just want to be continuously growing and staying on top of that. Then you got the subconscious mind. Like I said, what we are conscious of goes into the subconscious minds and make those things appear. Like I said, the subconscious mind is never idle. It's always working. It's always moving. Even when you sleep, your subconscious is working. Like, that's why you have dreams. And certain dreams, or most dreams, all dreams are pointing towards something that's going on in your life or that you're about to go through or that you've been through. Then you got the brain. Like I said, the brain is it's a very big part. You know, controlling your thoughts and the flow of those thoughts. You control everything. You control what you eat. You control a lot of things once you control your thoughts, what goes in and out of your head, as far as that, what you focus on, how you see life. I've learned that, I had to learn, you know, of course, it wasn't in a day or in a week. It was over years and times of seeing certain things that I couldn't, got a brain fart, but, you know, judging people is a very, very bad thing because, you know, you never know what that person's been through or experienced or seen or, you know what I'm saying, you know, just what they've experienced in life, and that's why they react or do certain things that they do because that's all they know. That's all they've been exposed to. That has been their environment. Most people say their environment controls them. It does rub off on you just a little bit, your environment. Some people, they learn to control their environments and overcome that and put themselves into a better space. But like I said, it's all about just really controlling that brain, what you let come in and out. And then, of course, you got the sixth sense. The sixth sense is just that sense of just knowing. You know, that gut feeling or that thought that popped in your head, oh, let me try this. You know, that aha moment. That's pretty much sixth sense. You know, sixth sense lets you know a lot of stuff. Sometimes it lets you know the person's good for you, bad for you, might not be the right time to make a move, when it's the right time to make a move. Sixth sense is really, what I say is it's really just, it's clarity. Being able to see things that are not seeable, or feel things that most wouldn't feel. You know, but yeah, I was just, you know, going over those 13 principles and just I'm trying to stop saying trying to do. Because I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just basically doing it. You know, I'm just putting some shit together. A lot of big stuff that I've been putting on hold that needs to go into effect now. I just feel like it's the right time, and also everything's coming around full circle. Everything that I've written down back in 2014 is just coming around full circle. So I'm taking the action now, making the decision to make that the action, you know. And having the faith that no matter what, I'm going to attain those goals, you know. Anything you wanted to talk about, Lundy?
Man, I'm still thinking about what you just said. How could I talk?
I wasn't saying some of the right things, but I mean, yes. Ms. Reed just trying to, you know. Stay on top of myself, man. You know. About it. Trying to, you know, find better ways and cut my rate of success half of, not in half, but I guess you could say big time as far as the point of where my dad reached success. And then probably even at the pinnacle. So I got a lot of work to do. But definitely just trying to push myself to be all I could be in this lifetime so I don't leave no stone unturned at all. Everything that I wanted to achieve, I will put all my energy into achieving it, regardless of what comes up. Because at the end of the day, I just really want, you know, peace and unity and everything just to come around so at least people have the basics. You know what I'm saying? There's no more people starving. Don't have to worry about housing and stuff like that. So at least if I could change those big two things in the world, which I know I'm going to affect them in some way, shape, or form. But just, you know, just trying to stay focused and make all the right steps to attain those goals so I could move on to the next things, you know. Just keep innovating my mind, I guess, so I can innovate my businesses and everything I do. Just innovate it, make it better, for the better. And just continuously have win-win situations. Some people think somebody has to lose for them to win. Oh, that is not the case. There can always be a win-win situation in anything, no matter how we look at it. If everyone puts their heads together and really, really, and not just see it from, you know, a separated view and see it as, okay, me doing this will help me to be, you know, live my life peacefully and be able to do what I want and this, that, and the third. You know, we can all come to an agreement of sort to where we could live peacefully. You know? I definitely don't want to just continue on ranting. I want to look at some paperwork, see something. Because I kind of went over the CPN thing. I could know that. see what we got. Trade ones. About it, man. Usually, I can go on and on, but for some reason today, just having lots of brain farts. Lots of brain farts. Definitely. Biggest thing, you know, tell anybody, is definitely just don't quit. You know, one day I wanna do like cartoons and be a DJ. I mean, I know I'm gonna do all those. Through time and continuously being persistent. I'm a very persistent person. That's one of the things I definitely got going for me is persistence. Most women are definitely, you say, you're fucking persistent. Well, I am. I definitely say that. I tend to get what I want. I take it by force, you know. Like I said, I like to make win-win situations for everybody. Everybody win. You know? Might be a short show tonight because, I mean, we ain't got too many calls today and not too many people interacting. Yeah. Well, all I got is just stuff to stay on your goals and stuff like that, unless they got questions and stuff like that. I think that's pretty not a bad thing to have, you know. Well, most people should be staying on themselves just as I stay on myself. No. And what you got planned for today, London, after we get off the show?
When I get off the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get some water and stay hydrated. I like when I go days without drinking water and my lips get dry. That's not a good feeling. So I like to stay hydrated.
Not at all. Definitely got to stay hydrated, man. Keeps the skin clear, you know. And keeps your pores clear.
Some people just don't like drinking soda and barely drink any water. I don't know how they do that. As soon as I go a few days without drinking any water, my skin just feels dry. My lips get all ashy and chapped, bro.
Yep.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff we're not going to understand.
Yeah.
And people do, but you know, people will come around and definitely see, especially from having health problems and stuff like that, they'll see, yeah, I need to drink more water. And they wonder why they got so much acne and pore blockage and, you know, their skin always dry.
Yeah.
And, you know. Yep. Because, I mean, most people be like, my hands soft, so I guess I ain't never did no manual labor. But that's a lot. I've done plenty of manual labor. My hands still soft because, you know, I hydrate myself and try to take care of myself as much as possible. I'm not vegan yet, but eventually I am going to go vegan once I'm able to grow my own vegetables and stuff like that. I mean, probably even before then, but definitely getting some land and growing my own vegetables and stuff like that be way better than, you know what I'm saying, trusting these corporate businesses and stuff like that. Unless it's locally owned and I can trust that person. But most of this stuff all got poison and all type of stuff they be putting into our vegetables to make them grow faster. And even just, you know, they're putting chemicals into our soil to make stuff continuously grow, which we're not supposed to do. We're supposed to switch out lands and stuff like that. Some lands supposed to get break, though.
Yeah, they don't want to give the time for the soil to rest. They put the chemicals in so they can use it all year when they're supposed to be off seasons.
Yep. They're not, like I said, there's a season for everything. And,
yeah.
We definitely, we're out of sync with that. And we definitely, I'm not saying I'm out of sync, but just as a whole group consciousness and how things, as far as the big percentage of people, they're out of sync. We're out of sync. You feel what I'm saying? With just Mother Earth and the universe, period. Just getting back in line with that and or at least our generation being the start of getting back in line with that, be the start of, you know, us working with the Earth again instead of working against the Earth and the universe. That's what most times we're doing, working against it when we need to be working with it. Yeah, definitely I am going to go vegan, though. That's the way I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Because I learned after I stopped eating pork, I was like, well, shit, really, I can stop eating meat, period. I don't really need meat. It's really about the seasonings and how you season your food. That's what, because I used to work for a raw vegan vendor. She used to nothing had meat, no product. She had came from animals, all plant-based and stuff like that. And, like, stuff used to taste, I'm talking about, like, straight up, like, real. She used to, like, have crab cakes. Them jumps taste like real crab cakes. She used to have pizza. Pizza was good. What else? She used to make spaghetti with the zucchini noodles and stuff like that. There was a lot of stuff she used to make. But I learned it was seasoning that really mattered. Like, even a piece of meat, you still have to season it so it can get that taste. So same thing for our vegetables. Just season them. You can make them taste like anything. Seafood, beef, chicken, pork, anything you want it to taste like, you can pretty much get it to taste like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm definitely happy I learned that from her. And I also know how to make my own vegan food myself. So definitely thankful for that. That just goes back to, like I said, my goal is to eventually go vegan. And I was provided with some of the steps so I can at least move forward with that. Now that I have the specialized knowledge to do that, or somewhat, all I do is just continuously be persistent with it, and eventually I'm going to go all the way vegan or go, you know. But I definitely do cleanse my body. You know, I use cayenne, lemon pepper, or even the habanero pepper. That should clean you the fuck out. But it burns. Burns like no other. Like, I took like 5 craps. I'm talking about in a day. That junk was horrible. Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't. The whole intention wasn't to use the habanero as a cleaning process. It was just a bet. Somebody bet me $200 to eat a habanero. I said, shoot, heck yeah. I didn't think it was that hot. Man, I thought I was going to die. I ain't never ate nothing that hot in my life. I'm talking about it was like 40 degrees. It felt like it was 90 degrees outside. I'm sweating. I'm drinking all the water possible. That ain't helping. And shoot, just imagine how hot it is going in. Imagine how hot it is going out. So I had to jump in and shower every time. Every single time after I used the bathroom, I had to jump in the shower. Man, that jump was... I don't see how people eat hot food like that. Like, man, that junk burnt. You ever had something that hot before?
I'm trying to think about the hottest thing I've eaten. Nothing special. It was just some spicy ass jerk chicken. I don't know how they got it so spicy, but I was tearing up as soon as I chewed it. I never tasted some jerk chicken that spicy. But other than that, I'm not sure if I relate.
Well, yeah, those who ate a habanero pepper before know it goes in hot and it's gonna come out hot, and it's the most horrible feeling ever. I was so happy after that jump was done. I'm talking about, man, that jump was pulling everything out. Oh man, that was an experience right there. Loose. Clean me out. I just say that. Consistency. I haven't had the ghost pepper yet, man. But I know that junk is probably hot as hell. If the habanero hot, I know that is. That probably just destroy me. That junk probably destroy me. I can't say that junk had me clean, and I was so energized. It was crazy. It was just like, you know, at first I was weak as heck because everything was coming out. But yeah, use some peppers, man. That's gonna be straight clean out. I bet it's volcanic. Make you need one of them little toilets overseas. The one that, the little, what's a thing called, I forgot what you call it. Everybody, the people be thinking it's a water fountain, but it's just to clean your ass. And we actually supposed to use instead of toilet tissue anyways. I forgot what you call that toilet. But yeah. That jump was, I'd never do that again. I probably should have put it on YouTube. Telling y'all probably think I'm exaggerating. You eat a hot pepper, that junk will have you. You could be outside, it's 30, it could be negative degrees. You eat a pepper, man, you feel like it's 80 degrees outside. A boudate. Boudate. That's what it's called, a boudate. Yeah. I'm going to get me one of those because I don't like toilet tissue like that. I like wipes, the Bo-Date thing. I feel like it's better clean. I know some of y'all got some type of questions. I mean, unless y'all just want me to keep going in. On sticking to your goals and stuff like that. Cause, well, y'all got something. I'm old school, so I know about the heat content, berries, peppers. I don't know the heat content of peppers. I just know a hot pepper when I see it. I can smell that shit. But yeah, it's definitely just crazy that stuff that I wrote down in my binders is coming back full circle now. Well, they've been coming back full circle, but it's more of, I guess you could say, visual now. It's more of reality. I turned it into reality. I started something in my mind, put it on page, you know, I vocalized it. Then that energy turned in, that energy manifested itself. I basically, we're all wizards or creators of sorts, or even better with gods and goddesses. So everything is in your control. Everything. There's nothing that's not in your control. Of course, you can't just control a person or nothing like that. I wouldn't want to never control no person, but whatever you want in life, you can definitely get, no matter what it is. And persistence and faith is, about two keys you need. Of course, you need desire. You need to, of course, like I said, get specialized knowledge on it. Keep your brain in check. Use your sixth sense. And decisions, and also innovation or imagination. I call those the same things because in now so-called in every industry, innovation or, like I said, imagination, which is the update or the change or the difference in anything, starts with imagination. Something that's not here, but can be here if you manifest it. What most of us don't know is these things that pop up in our head are meant for us to make attain or make happen. We think, oh man, that's crazy. That's outlandish. But it's really not outlandish when you think from the standpoint that you create everything. You know, as time goes on, we get better at it. You know, the first time you do it, it was just instinct. But then eventually, as time goes on, you start to master it. Then from mastering, it's perfection. I'm not going to say I'm perfect at a lot of things, but I could definitely say I am a master at running, so I could, at this point, all it would be is perfecting it. I guess you say I'm a novice at public speaking, to a certain extent, I'm a novice. But as time goes on, as long as I stay persistent and continue to get specialized knowledge on the stuff that I need to get on, I'll get better. You know, like, definitely having the courage to stand up in front of thousands of people and talk. You know, I'm a very shy person, so that takes a lot. Or even like this, getting on the radio, even just talking to 10 people. You know what I mean? It's all the same thing. Because the people that you're talking to or that listen to you or that you're even listening to are attracted to each other, but you never interact with anyone that you can't be a gift to, because we're all gifts. We all have something to gift or give to the other person. And as long as we realize that, like sometimes I won't interact with a person because I know I don't have, it's not about me having something. It's just I'm not the right person to interact with that person. Somebody else might be better for them to get what I'm trying to say. And that's why it takes a mastermind group, because it might be, everyone might hate me. You know what I'm saying? I might stand for a right cause and stuff like that, but it might just be me, because for some reason the way that I talk or the way that I hold myself or carry myself, you know, people might just be like, I can't vibe with them. But there might be somebody else that I'm around that stands for what I stand for that you vibe with. And that's all good. You know, not everybody going to like me. Not everybody going to agree with me. And not everyone is going to like how I do things. And I accept that. You know, it won't be the good, perfect universe it is if that was the case. You know, there's somebody for everybody. There's somebody that can help you. There's somebody that you vibe with better than me. That's why it's just, you know, definitely just good to start with yourself and realize that that even if I can't help you, somebody else can. That's all it's about. I'm just venting right now. Well, not venting, more of doing my whole introvert, letting a lot of shit out at one time thing. I know I do. I'll be like, dang, you be letting a lot off at one time, and then, you know, you go into your shell. I mean, that's just how it works. I gather things, and then I gather it so much and purify it so much that it's pure. Now, at this point, when I'm letting it out, it's for you. Made the choice on how you want to move with it. You feel what I'm saying? If positive or negative, or even neutral. Whatever you want to do with it, that's all I'm here to do. Make, to let out pure energy and make, you know, pure moves and stuff like that. That's me. Filter it out and do it how I do. I mean, I think that's all how we do. You know what I'm saying? We do the best that we can in, with what we know. And from there, you know, like I never judge anyone because some people got to do what they got to do to get to where they at or to understand a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? Even some of my friends, or I guess you say ex-friends, you know, they'll come around to see that the reason why I was getting on them or just trying to stay on top wasn't I was being critical of them. I just saw the potential. I saw them for their better selves, female and male. You know what I'm saying? I saw them for their better selves and what they were thinking or doing. You know, I always say, friend's not your friend if he don't call you out on your shit. Or, you know, I don't mind people calling me out on my shit. Of course, there's certain ways to handle that, you know. But definitely call me out on my shit so I can get better, so I can be better, so I could stay in line with myself. And definitely just trying to keep my ego, because I do got a big ego. I'm very, I guess you could say, arrogant, because I don't see nobody as competition. I just, you know, see myself as my only competition. Look myself in the mirror and be like, shit, I'm the only person that can stop me. I'm the only thing that can stop me. You know? And that's truth to that. It's a lot of truth to that. That you are the only person that can stop you from getting wherever you want or whatever progress or growth you need to make. You're the one stopping yourself. You're the one allowing whatever it is that's stopping you to happen. So all it takes is for you to make one choice right now and move to the better and just, you know, don't worry about how you're going to attain it right now. It's just the start of just continuous waking up knowing this is what I'm working towards every day. So when you wake up energized. Like me, no matter what time I go to sleep, like I'll wake up 4 or 6 o'clock. No matter what, I got to wake up at 4 or 6 o'clock. And when I wake up, the first thing I'm thinking about is towards my primary goal, what I'm striving for every day. Every choice I make is towards that. We got to start remembering that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get distracted and lose focus on the way to our goals. Don't lose focus. You know what I'm saying? Don't let those outside distractions distract you. Or, you know what I'm saying, them outside problems. You know, of course, you got to handle what you need to handle. But definitely, you know what I'm saying, know that it can be handled. And don't worry too much about it because you know you got the strength to handle it or whatever you need to go through. I mean, I'm not saying this as some motivational shit. This is real shit. Anything that we've ever been through, we got through it, right? So the same thing is going to happen now. You just got to have faith. You just got to be persistent about that. You feel what I'm saying? Each of those things are not something that's natural to people, but grown, or you can grow on it, or you can make it happen pretty much. You can put it in your mind, those two things, faith and persistence. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that comes with the person. Some people are more persistent just because of what they've been through. You know, like I said, over time we cultivate that. Those two things. Like I said, anything you go through or anything that you think is stopping you is only preparing you or preparing you for the grand prize, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy. That shit is really crazy. Mm-hmm. man. You know, I'm going to read something. I'm going to read this. All right. Some people are so thoroughly conditioned that they actually cannot stand prosperity or success. Their unconscious mind has been so programmed to poor living conditions, poor opportunity to make money. Some way it always manages to pass them by. Every time they get some money, they compulsively spend it or lose it one way or another. Every time they achieve success in a particular field of endeavor, they compulsively do something to undo it. Some people even produce sickness so that they compulsively must spend their money or lose their newly acquired job. In each case, they are actually afraid of money and success because their unconscious mind has been so trained in being a loser, it is uncomfortable to be a winner. In other words, it is uncomfortable to be comfortable because the unconscious mind silently plays over and over again like a tune on a tape recorder. It's too good for me, or I don't deserve good, or I'll never have money, or who needs money? Something will always go wrong to keep you from having money. People actually hypnotize themselves into believing that because they were born in poverty, they must forever remain that way, or because they don't have an adequate education, they must work by the sweat of their brow all their lives. This is a devastating form of self-hypnosis, which will rule and ruin a person's entire life. This totally erroneous belief, whatever it may be, will cause a person to take the wrong job, marry the wrong person, live in the wrong area, act in the wrong way, have the wrong friends, and so on for the rest of their lives. Opulence is the nature of the universe. Therefore, opulence is your nature. You are rich right now, only you have not taken possession of your kingdom of riches. No one's taking it from you because no one can take your allness away from you. Allness only knows allness. Likewise, no one can give it to you. No teacher, no pill, no guru, no book, no swami. It is yours now. Your job is to first recognize this eternal fact and then release it. And the final analysis, becoming rich, is a knowing process. I remember somebody saying that, I forgot what question you asked me, but, I basically was saying, well, I think, he said, no, you don't think, no. And ever since that person said that to me, I was like, you know what, don't worry about that. Why am I thinking when I should know? And if I'm going to back this up, I should know for sure this, you know, no matter what happened, everything gonna be good, or it's gonna at least be the start of the change that I want to start. You know, whatever it is that you're working for. It is knowing process. That's why the first thing you have to acquire is knowledge, that knowingness. Knowing how, knowing whatever it is that you need to know in your particular field. Specialized knowledge, again. For those that just got in, like I said, I was going over, it's basically 13 principles, for success, desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision, persistence, power of the mastermind, enthusiasm, subconscious mind, brain, and the sixth sense. Those are the 13 things I know I need to work on, and I've been working on them. I actually just started this week, not gonna lie with y'all, so, you know, but actually I've been known about these 13 principles, cause I've already read the book, Think and Grow Rich. I've read it plenty of times, And the one thing that always gets me is the story of the little girl. He's telling the story of a slave girl, and how she got her way over a master. Thing is, how she got her way is because she would not take no as an answer. No matter what, she was not leaving till she got what she came there for. You know what I mean? That should be the way we should see our goals or whatever we're trying to attain or whatever we're trying to do or whoever we're trying to be. You know what I'm saying? Continuously be that person in your mind and be that person. It's not that you're acting or being somebody else. You're being who you want to be, which is the best thing and how God wants you to express yourself. That's how you're going to feel comfortable in your own skin, being who you want to be, not who somebody else wants to be or, you know what I'm saying, like somebody else. Be that person you want to be. Then be that person you see in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Be that every moment that you wait. That's what I definitely try to do. Not try to do. Let me get that out of my vocabulary. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I be that person that I see in my head. You know what I'm saying? When I walk in the room, I feel great. I feel like, shoot, you know, I got a lot. I'm a good gift. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things I give to people. You know? Not trying to sound boastful or nothing like that, but that's how we should see ourselves. That's a gift. And everybody else that we come in contact with is also a gift. They're teaching us something. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's how to act or how not to act or how to do business this way, how not to do business this way. You know, whatever it is, how to handle a case a certain way, how not to handle a certain case. There's two spectrums. You know what I'm saying? But everybody that you come in contact with is an angel. They're sent for a reason. And when you realize that, you start to see, all right, that's why they did that. All right, you know, you start to put the puzzle together. And in the end, you see it was really what you was thinking brought that person to you. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why, you know, they said this, that, and the third, or they brought this to your attention, or they help you to have an aha moment like, oh, shit, you know. Certain people that you be around that help you have better ideas. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have that idea if you weren't around. Some people drown that out where you can't even get a good idea out because they're talking about BS or stuff that doesn't pertain to what you got going on. And like I said, that's really just picking the wrong friends or being around the wrong people. You know you need to be around. If it takes right now for you to be alone, for you to attract the right people, then so be it. That's what I had to do for a little bit. I had to separate myself from a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And just really, it got to a point people called me thinking I'm locked up or dead. Like, dang, what's going on with you, man? Like, you know, we ain't talking a minute. And I know I'm getting shit straight in my head, man. Like, you know, get my soul right, my spirit in the right direction. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm, you know, working towards my goals constantly. You know? Eventually it becomes a rhythm, becomes what you call it, permanent. Becomes just like the seasons, like nature, you know what I'm saying? Becomes a rhythm. It's going to happen regardless. You make it a rhythm, you know what I'm saying? You get better at it. You get better at making your goals manifest. Yeah, right now you might be a novice. I know damn sure I'm a novice. I don't make my shit happen in the day. I don't make it happen right, you know what I'm saying, in a second. But it's the start of it. You know what I'm saying? Me getting better at achieving that shit, eventually I master it. Once I master it, then I become like Jesus. I start to perfect it, making that water into wine. You know what I'm saying? Turning 2 loaves of bread into 10 and 20. I'm just using an analogy or an example. But the point I'm making is it starts somewhere. You got to start somewhere. And be surprised once you start. The real finish is just you, I guess you could say, dying and moving on to the next stage. That's when you really finish. But as long as you're alive, you know, you should live every day to the fullest. So there's no stone unturned. You know what I mean? No nothing left for you to do. Because like I said, we all got a role to play. And then it's just on you playing your role. It's a role that you picked, though. You know what I'm saying? You picked this way before you came in this lifetime. And I can go more into that, but we ain't going to go into all that. Like I said, you just got to remember. That's why I say it's a lot more just digging inside yourself and finding those answers, attracting those answers, really. That's what we do. So what you trying to do, Monday?
Trying to be the best me I can be. Trying to strive for something bigger and better than what I had yesterday. Trying to iron out the kinks of my personality. Trying to become an overall better person each and every single day.
Yeah. That's how we gonna go off. Peace of God.
Peace of God, it's me. Akeem, what's going on? London, what's up?
Nothing much. How about you?
I'm sorry I tuned in late. My sister and her husband was over here. Your aunt, Xavier.
Oh, they was over there?
Over here. They just left, yeah. She was wondering why you didn't come by there last week.
Next time I'm up there, I go see him.
Yeah, I was looking for you today to come here because I was gonna put the radiator in that car, then you could have drove it back because I needed to driven so that it can reset.
Oh, Mark, dang. Yeah, because Grandma did tell me.
I'm coming out there tomorrow evening to drop Lauren off, so you can come back with me and then drive it back. I need it to reset. All right. I need somebody to put some miles on it while it reset. All right. But, so London, what y'all talking about?
We're talking about just the mindset you have to achieve to put your goals into motion.
Okay. That sounds good. Y'all was about to shut it down, shut the show down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for those that's out there listening, we got the non-UCC webinar, a couple of spots left. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time, so go to akeemel.com and purchase your spot. We got the Louisiana Shreveport Seminar, April 14th. That'll be hosted by the Hindsight team, myself and Jonah Bay. April 4th, go to my site. You'll see that there. I'm working on some other things in North Carolina. I'll get those on out by next week. But, all right, well, I'm sorry I didn't announce y'all's show yesterday when I was on. I can announce it Friday's show. Got to lock that in my brain. Yeah. All right, then I'm going to let y'all have it.
All right. But, yeah, like I was saying, and I forgot how I was about to end it off. Basically, just remember that opulence is the nature of the universe. Therefore, opulence is your nature. You know what I'm saying? That there is a abundance everywhere. There's abundance in everything. And that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? You're never lacking in anything. There's never no goal that's too far-fetched for you. And if it comes into your mind, that means, like I was saying before, it's for you to make it happen. Even no matter how crazy it may seem, no matter how far-fetched it may seem, no matter how impossible it may seem, if it came into your mind, it's for you to achieve. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, we get discouraged when it doesn't happen instantly. Well, of course it doesn't happen instantly because that's not how we were brought up. You know what I'm saying? Making our goals happen instantly. You know what I'm saying? We have to train ourselves into that. Cultivate that. And eventually it happens. But my question to you is, what are you going to do every day you wake up? Are you going to worry about stopping you from getting to your goals? Or what are you going to do today for the choices you're going to make? What you're going to think, what you're going to say, or what you're going to write down to get to those goals? Because when you wake up, that's the start of it. You know what I'm saying? Even when you go to sleep, like I said, the conscious controls what happens in the subconscious. It all starts with the conscious. What we think consciously, the subconscious puts that shit into work. So if you constantly think about this one goal every day, you'll be surprised in 6 months how far you've actually gotten from where you started at, or even a year. Or, you know what I'm saying, you might have achieved it, and now you on to new things, to new goals, new set of goals. Goals like, okay, you know, but it starts, just moving towards that. No matter how it looks, no matter, damn, you know, I'm behind the ball, I might be down, it's fourth quarter. Guess what? It's still fourth quarter. Still got time on the clock. You can still make it happen, you know. Still get to win. It don't matter if it's by one. You know, you still won. You still achieved it. Or whatever, this analogy. But we about to sign out. It was a pleasure y'all tuned in today. And like I said, every day I wake up, we think about, you know what I'm saying, thinking towards a goal. What are you going to do today to work towards them goals or whatever it is you need to get done? You know what I'm saying? Every day constantly, what is the solution that you're going to come up with that day to get closer to the attainment of your goal? If it takes you taking a day out or a couple days out to do some self-reflection, or some meditation, or it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? There's areas that we're always weak in and that we need to work on. Me, myself, this year, I knew it was I need to work on my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Get my spirit back in line with my mind and my body. I know I definitely have a healthy body. I definitely control my thoughts. Well, I knew my soul and my spirit was one of the things that was very weak. And through me taking the time out and doing what I need to do for my spirit and my soul, listening to my soul, I've learned that even though my mind to lead me in a bad place, my soul can always save me, can always get me out of a lot of things as long as I keep it in line with who I am. Yeah. Got anything you want to add, Lundy?
You didn't hear me, bro? I was muted. Peace out. Keep it positive.
All right. Definitely. Peace to the guys, everybody. Definitely hope y'all enjoyed the show. Till next week, Friday. Peace to the guys.
Peace to the guys.